Good morning. My guest this morning is Robert Lunsford from Sino Musette. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Roland. How are you doing today?
Before we go a step further,
yes,
we have to know what Sino Musette is.
Well, Sino Musette, Sono part comes from Sonoma County.
Yeah, right.
And Musette is a type of French music, typically a waltz or a dance. And so we put the two together, Sono Musette, but then also Sono in French means a sound system. So you could also say we're a French music sound system.
When I first saw the press release, I saw music from 20th century Paris. And I thought, well, that's now. And then I said, no, it's not. This is the 21st century, dummy.
That's right. We're at the turn of the century
that's
now.
That's right. So it is songs of Edith Piaf, Jacques Brel, and others, right?
Correct, yeah. We do a lot of Edith Piaf and quite a bit of Brel. Probably half the show is those two artists, and then the other 50% of the show will be other French singers from that period, like Serge Gainsbourg, and some newer singers, too, like Patrick Bruel and Zaz. We do some of their material, too.
What does that music mean to you?
Well, to me, it comes from the heart. It's a very, very passionate music and very melodic, and that's the thing I like about it. I've always really been attracted to melodies, so the melodies are so strong, and our singer, Mimi, she's such a passionate singer. She's very mesmerizing when you see her live.
Oh, that's really wonderful, as were so many of the singers that performed in Europe in those days. This is a pretty good-sized group. Oftentimes, it's just a couple of people playing music like this, but here you have accordion, bass, guitar, and drums.
Yes, a five-piece band. And really, we're playing at the Cinnabar Theater, and in some ways, this is actually the birthplace of this group. Myself and our bass player, Jan, we were in two productions at Cinnabar. We did Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And then we also did a production there called Edith Piaf Under Paris Skies. And after those two productions, I wanted to keep this thing going, really. So I started looking for people to put a band together. But we wanted actually a French singer. In those productions, everything was translated to English. So Mimi was the obvious choice. And so in some ways, the group really came from those two productions.
Well, I was going to ask if you also take on Jacques Brel's Flemish songs.
We don't do nothing in Flemish. So Mimi, she sings in French. She grew up in Paris, so she's an actual Parisian. So she's fluent in French. And she does a little bit in Spanish. And we do have one song we're doing in Portuguese.
But really?
She's really just, she's more singing phonetically with that.
Right.
And Spanish, she's speaks a little bit of the language, but most of our material, all the material for the show will be in French, though.
I think of Judy Collins's rendition of Marika.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
She does well on that, I think.
Yes, and she did several of, and Joan Baez did some Jacques Brel. Jacques Brel's, a lot of it, after that show, Jacques Brel's Alive and Well Living in Paris, which was all translated to English. It became very popular in that period. And a lot of American and British singers started singing those songs.
What kind of audiences do you get? Can you characterize the people who come to see Sino Musette?
I would say the demographics are usually 40 and up. They're the people that are more familiar. When they were growing up, they probably heard this music. And like on our promotion, we like to say that this is the Paris that still lives in our memories, in our imaginations.
Right.
It's that when you think of Paris, you think of that period and the cafe music, the accordions in the street and all that. So that's what we try and bring back. And people do tell us, they say we felt like we were transported to Paris.
Oh,
when we see you.
That's wonderful. This sounds like a wonderful show. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it, Robert. And let's tell the audience, remember, this is Sino Musette, the music that still lives in our memories and imaginations with songs of Edith Piaf, Jacques Brel, and others. It's Sunday evening, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Cinnabar Theater. For tickets and information, 763-8920. You can also go online to Sino Musette's website, which is sonomusette.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.